Hello.
Hey Donald, this is Sid. How are you doing?
Who is this?
Sid Peterson, Donald, I was reaching out regarding your property in Richmond on Dickens Road.
Right. Which one?
The 15313 Dickens Road in Richmond.
Right.
Just trying to see if you have any plans selling it.
I am going to sell it, but I have offers. I haven't tried to market it per se. The complication with that property is it's a vacant house. Probably it's in pretty rough shape, needs a fair amount of work. If you tear the house down, you can put four lots on that property, two front, two back. You got to get an easement to go through the county, get an easement to have a central 50-foot, I think it's a 50-foot easement driveway to the back two properties if you were to make four lots out of it. If you leave the house and try to restore the house, which personally I would not recommend, it's got a nice big 20 by 50 garage behind it with a 20 by 20 lean-to off the end. And you'd probably have to tear that down too if you put four lots in. But if you leave the house is restorable, but it's an old house, 100-year-old house, probably not worth it. It's kind of chopped up. You could leave the house and you have enough room. I've confirmed all this with the county, but I'm not guaranteeing it. People have to do their own homework. But if you leave the house, restore the house, leave the barn or shed, a big shed, you could put a lot on each side on the road. It has all the setbacks. So
Right.
when you look at that assessment, and that assessment's 260 something, it's worth more than that. I've been offered 350 and probably more. I'd have to look at my notes, but it's not so much the house. When they assess it, they assess the house and that's it. They don't look at the fact that you could have a lot on each side or that you could tear the house down and have four lots. So that's the
Yeah.
value of the property. So, I had some idiot call me last week or a couple of weeks ago and go, I paid $50,000 for that 33 years ago. And they offered me $70,000. I said, why don't I just give it to you? That's insulting. Don't offer me $70,000 for something that's assessed at 260. I know the house needs work, but it's got two buildable lots on it as it is without removing the house. And I
Yeah.
understand you guys got to make money, but don't insult me. And I said I might as well give it to you and just hung up on me. I don't have
Right.
time for that. I don't have time for that bullshit. But I've been offered 350 for it, and I know people that are in the real estate business. I'm not trying to get top dollar, but I know somebody that used to buy for Ryan Homes. He said you could probably get four or more for that property because of the four potential lots and the location. So, I am going to sell it. Showed it to somebody yesterday that lives like right across the street. They'd like to have it. They offered me the 350. I told him I've got a standing offer on, but I haven't marketed it. I'm not trying to get every last dollar. I could put a sign out front that says potential four lots, call for details, and I could give them the same information I'm giving you. But I'm not giving it away. I'm not trying to get every last dollar out of it,
Right.
but it's not something that's going to be one of these win-win for you guys that cold call and try to, get something. And I get it. Hey, I get it. I own real estate. I've bought houses, owner finance, and through the years, and gotten deals, and bought them for assessment or less, and whatever. But anyhow, you got to
Right.
take that and run with it. Take that and run with it. What are you thinking?
What I'll do is let me reach out to one of our, team members that runs our acquisition for us, and let me reach out to him. We'll run our numbers and get back to you by tomorrow. Do you think that would be right?
Yes, but here's the other complication. A lot of people want to look inside that house. I get calls every day.
Right.
I have three properties in Maine, the state of Maine.
Okay.
I should have been there 2 weeks ago. I try to get up there by the end of May. And you
Right.
know what today's date is. and I'm pulling up to a storage building that I have now and start packing my Suburban. I just pulled in, and I'm pulling the hell out of here Sunday, and I'm not going to show it before then because I just don't have time. I should have been out of here 2 weeks ago, and I'm not going to deal with it until the fall. So, you know, some people want to do the deal. Oh, we could close, you know, we pay all closing costs. We can close by next, you know, 2 weeks and da 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 da. I get all that.
Right.
The place paid for, I don't need the money. I'd like to have the money. I've had the property 33 years. I don't need it anymore. I'm ready to move on. But, you know, there's complications. I go to Maine in June, July, August, and September and come back mid-October. So,
right.
And I've talked to you before, I'm pretty sure, haven't I?
We spoke last time, I believe it was summer, actually. You were in Maine. As soon as you said, you know, you have houses in Maine, I thought, yeah, I have spoken to you. And
yeah,
we couldn't connect afterwards. But what I can do, let me reach out and we can give you an assessment on how much we can pay for it. And when you get back, we can talk about it more.
I got you. But just remember, you know, this one guy I showed yesterday, you know, he's a nice guy. He lives across the street. He'd like to have it. I get it. But I'm not going to leave $50,000 on the table. I'm not going to try to get every last dollar because I know there needs to be room to make money. I understand all that. But I just finished telling him I've been offered $350 for the property. And after we looked at it, now he said, well, will you take $300? Well, you know, why would I take $300 if somebody's offered me $350 and I haven't even marketed it? So I said to him, I said, so in fairness to me, let's say I put a sign out front that says, you know, potential four lots, you know, call for details. And
yeah,
I get an offer. And I said, you know, in fairness to me, I get an offer for 400 or 4.25 or something. And I said, I'd give you first right of refusal if we do that. But no, I'm not accepting 300. I just told you I've been offered 350. I can sell it tomorrow for 350. I know I could, just because of the four lots. I told you, I know somebody that bought for Ryan Holmes. And they said, you could probably get 400 to 500 for that property. I'm not going to... I paid $50,000 for it 33 years ago. I don't want it anymore. I'm not going to do a lot of, I'm not going to try to stretch it out and get every last penny. I do want, you know, I don't want to leave $50,000 on the table. So, you know, it's
fair.
Well, it's more for a builder or somebody that, you know, one of these builders that wants to, and it's in a great location. It's close to, I don't know, where are you calling from?
We are located in Ashland.
Okay, well, it's funny because I'm in Elmont. Do you know where Elmont is?
I have heard about Elmont.
Elmont's about 5 miles from Ashland.
Yeah.
I just pulled in. I've got a storage building out here, and I just pulled in. But, you know, it's right. It's just across the Richmond line going out Broad Street, like right past Staples Mill, kind of to the right, right off of Staples Mill. You're looking at it on the map, aren't you? You know
not
where it's
yet.
Located. Well, you know where it's located.
Yeah.
But it's near in Richmond. It's close into Richmond. It's in Henrico for taxes. It's close to 64. And, you know, it's a good location. They're building all that stuff right at 64 and Staples Mill. I mean, a mega project right there that's made the property. Here's one for you. So last year, might have been the fall before. It wasn't this past fall, the fall before. I had one, a piece of junk right around the corner on Bethlehem Road, only about a half a mile from this property, right?
Right.
It was assessed at 146 or something, but you could tell it was a piece of junk house, and I paid like $50,000 for that 20 years ago. And you could tear the house down and put two lots on the property. So I said to myself, I'm going to sell it, but I'm not going to. I had a bunch of cold calls. I was in Maine. It was in late September, and I'm almost done, so you can move on. But it was late September. I come back in mid October, and I was taking notes of all the people calling. I said, I'm not selling it for less than 150 because it can be two lots. And
right.
In about a 2 week period, you know, everybody was offering me assessment 146, and I said it can be two lots. It's worth, you know, more than that. I'm not taking less than 150. That's 75 a lot. You got to tear the house down. It's 75 a lot. That's cheap for lots in Henrico County in that location. And next thing you know, I had a 150, and they all wanted to send me paperwork and close the deal. I said, I'm in a remote location in Maine. I'm not going driving 80 miles to a city to try to close the deal. I'll be back in less than right around a month, and we can do business. Well, in the next week or two, I had two more 150s. And I was being honest with them. I was telling them, you know, I've got three 150 offers now. So next thing I know, before I got back in that month, I had an offer from, they had pushed it up to 170. And my goal was 150. So I sold it for 170. When I came back, I signed papers and I sold it. And I did a 1031 and bought this place out now in Elmont, right outside of Ashland. So anyway, you know, I get you guys need to try to get a deal, and you need to make money and all that. I told you, somebody called me, offered me $70,000 for the damn thing a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I might as well give it to you, and I hung up. I was like, don't insult me with that. Don't insult me with that bullshit, you know. I don't need to be insulted. I don't mind, you know, talking business with you, but don't insult. I'm going to sell you something for $70,000 that I know assessments is $260,000. And I know the property is worth more than that because it has two potential lots on it. Don't be stupid. Anyway, kick it around. Give me a call.
Let me run my numbers, you know, consult with the team, and I'll get back to you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.